This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Yesterday, six people killed, dozens of civilians and police injured in clashes in the Mexican state of Oaxaca. Joining us now, David Agron, who is a journalist who's been reporting on this for The Guardian. David, welcome back to the Standard.
Well, thank you for having me.
These protesters, they were from the National, as I understand it, Coordination of Education Workers. So we're talking about a union of sorts?
That's correct. Yeah, the La Coordinadora. There are two big teachers unions in Mexico. Actually, there's technically one big teachers union, but there's been a splinter, the CNTE, and they are very active in states such as southern states like Oaxaca and Chiapas, also here in Mexico City. But in Oaxaca and Chiapas, they are especially powerful as a political force, in addition to being a teachers union. In a lot of communities in Oaxaca, Oaxaca is very rural, it's very mountainous, there's a lot of isolated communities. Mm-hmm. Chiapas is the poorest state in the country. In these places, the teacher plays a very important role, because often when you go into these communities, there's only the priest, a doctor, and a teacher. And so what has happened over the years is that the teachers play a role of somewhat of a community organizer, and this also extends into politics. Now, what the federal government has done is introduced an education reform, which is an attempt to cut union power. They want to also subject teachers to evaluations. The teachers in some states, such as Oaxaca, think this is a complete trap to have them fired. So they're protesting, and this group, the Oaxaca Teachers Section 22, the teachers union, can be hard in its protests, and sometimes their protests do turn violent.
But forgive me for interrupting, but how does a teachers' protests turn violent? Were the teachers armed? Were the police just firing it?
Well, that's another controversy here, is that, of course, when we say violence, we're talking things such as vandalism in the streets, intimidation. But in this case, they were blocking a highway and they did not want to move. This is a highway that was going Oaxaca to Puebla, which is a major city. And basically the federal government says, look, we have to get traffic moving again. They sent in 800 state and federal police, and they could not, they in their attempt to dislodge them, six people were killed. The federal police insists, and their press release state this, that they were unarmed. Press photos show otherwise. So what's probably going to happen is that, well, I hate saying this, is that back in 2006, there was an attempt that the teachers were protesting in the state of Oaxaca, in the central square of the city of Oaxaca, the capital, and they pretty much were dislodged by state police, and it devolved into a six-month battle.
You mean a literal battle, like a shooting
war?
Well,
as in violence, as in thug tactics, as in a lot of shady characters doing untoward things. Yeah, it was ugly. It was more against state officials there. And, one thing this is sort of the unseemly part of Mexican politics, is that the teachers do have a lot of agreements in a lot of places with politicians. And when those agreements get broken, or, the monies that they're supposed to get paid aren't being paid, mm-hmm. there tend to be protests. So sometimes it's over education, sometimes it's over salaries, a lot of times it's over politics.
What's going to be the reaction there in Oaxaca? I mean, are Mexicans outraged, or
is this business as usual? Depends who you talk to. A lot of on social media, there's tons of outrage going on right now over this event, and especially the dislodgement of this roadblock and the way it was done. Obviously, the federal police saying there were no weapon. The police went in unarmed, and then press photos showing that the police did have arms. Part of what's happening is, this is part of this education reform that the teachers are so against, is part of the reform agenda of President Enrique Peña Nieto. Peña Nieto is not popular. He recently, his party lost big in state elections recently. It really has the makings of a quagmire, and also of really hurting the state of Oaxaca. It depends a lot on tourism, and what happens when all these protests start is that tourism just goes away. And if you look at 2006, it really put the state on its back for a long time, and it's barely recovered.
David Agron, reporting from Mexico for The Guardian. David, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.